The deadly attacks in Iraq suggest to many that the insurgency may be growing. NPR's Eric Westervelt has more on that.
The 17-month guerrilla fight in Iraq has seen a series of spikes in violence. Ratcheted up insurgent attacks are usually followed by a lull in strikes. But with each fluctuation, many analysts agree, the insurgents seem to get a little stronger and expand their reach a little wider.
There is no doubt whatsoever that it is spreading. And one of the big problems, and I must have said this 10,000 times now, is that there aren't enough troops on the ground.
Charles Heyman, a retired British Army officer, is a senior defense analyst at Jane's Consultancy. He believes U.S. forces simply don't have enough infantry and armor in Iraq to effectively contain the insurgency and help the interim government establish even a baseline of security. He says the policy of having U.S. troops hold the line against insurgents until January elections, when U.S. officials hope Iraqi forces will be better prepared, has run into enormous difficulties.
If you try and just hold the ring with the number of troops you have on the ground, slowly but surely the situation deteriorates. The coalition forces move into an area, they pacify it, and they move out again. And then, of course, the insurgents move back into the vacuum. And the insurgents are allowed to train, equip, and mount operations from these areas into major towns like Baghdad and elsewhere.
Counterinsurgency, perhaps a modern army's most formidable challenge, is dependent on sharp, timely human intelligence on the enemy. And many analysts say the U.S. still lacks a clear understanding of just who they're fighting. The insurgency remains, analysts agree, a complex hodgepodge of factions, including former Baathist, Sunni, and Shia factions, and a smattering of foreign Islamist fighters. Professor Stephen Metz, an expert on guerrilla war at the U.S. Army War College, says one of the few bright spots in the counterinsurgency fight is that the various guerrilla factions have yet to articulate anything like a political platform, plan, or even a coherent ideology.
In my study of historic insurgencies, until that happens, an insurgency really has very little chance of what the insurgents would consider victory.
But if anarchy is the insurgents' main goal, one could argue that they are winning. Meantime, U.S. military sources say the latest bomb strikes against Fallujah and clashes in Ramadi do not signal a broader effort to reassert full control of areas that are now effectively in insurgent hands. Efforts to pass off lead security duties in those towns to Iraqi forces, and in some cases former Baathist generals, have failed miserably. Pentagon planners believe U.S.-trained Iraqi forces will be ready to assume more security duties before January's scheduled elections, but Professor Metz is skeptical.
I don't think the fact that they won't be ready by the election is necessarily a sign of failure. If a year from now, if the Iraqi security forces aren't undertaking the vast majority of the counterinsurgency efforts, I think that would be something to worry about.
Today, interim Iraqi President Ghazi al-Yawar said despite the persistent violence, elections should go forward as planned. Unless, he added, the UN says it's simply not feasible. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.